What that means is that 98% of teachers are at least average or better, according to the Florida teacher evaluations system. The Florida Department of Education put together an analysis earlier this year, and they found that teachers who earned the highly effective rating in math, their students learned about 19% more than teachers who earned the effective rating. And for the lower ratings, for instance, the lowest rating, unsatisfactory, those students learned about 40% less than teachers who earned an effective rating. So that's kind of the difference between the top and the bottom of the scale. In some districts, Manatee County, for instance, was proudly celebrating the fact that half of their teachers were rated highly effective. And the way these systems are designed, they were designed to get rid of the old teacher evaluation systems where just about everybody earned a good rating or an exceptional rating. And so under this new system, just about everybody's earning a good rating or an exceptional rating. And so there are going to be some folks who ask the question, why are we even bothering to do this if the results are ending out exactly the same?